ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Vinyl Burns twice daily, sometimes, so often weeks apart podcast. Introducing it with a little bit of serious, intense John Powell music from the Bourne Supremacy, just to give you that air of American-flavored tension. There we are, I'll fade that right out, because I'm going to get straight to the meat and potatoes. It's been a big week with the old Osama bin Laden news, and my concern is that it will inspire some of you to go out and kill your own global terrorist. Now, this is, it's totally possible, but you don't want to jump in unprepared. So let me just fill you in using my history of working for the CIA. I know a few things, can't say too much, but what I can say is there are some things you'll need. The first thing you'll need is a Lockheed Martin RQ-170 Sentinel stealth drone. They don't fly so well all the time. They have oxygen issues at the moment, and there's all kinds of other things that will go wrong. But they're good to get up high, take a look down at your enemy, see where he's hanging out, get the lay of the land. You also want to, probably in the stealth jet, you want to have some hyperspectral and imaging sensors. They get right down deep into the heart of the situation. They see through the roof, through the walls, you can see what color underpants the dude is wearing, if that's what you're into. So that's pretty good for getting a good feel for the environment you're about to walk into. Now, having said that, I don't recommend that you walk in. I suggest you get yourself a stealth MH-60 Black Hawk helicopter. That's the flavor of choice for the U.S. military, and I don't mind it myself. Now, the MH-60, I'm not going to lie to you, there's nothing too stealthy about it. It's a fucking helicopter. If you're planning to land on somebody's roof at 2 in the morning and they're sleeping on the top floor of the million-dollar penthouse, then you're going to wake them up and they're going to be pissed off. So don't look for a sweet, surreptitious entry on the roof there. But it will get you to the spot and fast. Now, if you end up with a crashed helicopter, as they did, you may have to be looking at getting out on foot or on the ground, or you want a terrain-following radar system so you can find your way through the urban jungle or the barren, bleak, burning desert. Unless you want a real challenge, just feel it out. Use an iPhone, that'll work. Now, this is big league stuff. These are big boys you're going after. You don't want to go in with a lightweight handgun or a taser. That won't get you very far. I recommend thermite hand grenades. They're always good. Fire it up. Big bang for a big man. That's what I say. Make it count. If you're going to make a splash, make it count. Don't use it in the water, though. That makes mess. You can also use a flashbang. That's like a grenade, but without the death and the legal issues. Just a lot of flash, a lot of light, a lot of noise. And if your target's been on the run for 10 years or so, and he's an old man, been on dialysis, he's probably going to have a heart attack right then and there, so that'll do the job, and you can go home. Some other things you want: TASC-1 headset with the PTT switch. That's just your standard basic military issue communication system. And that's all hooked up with a satellite-linked helmet cam. It's just no cables. When I'm performing, I use a Samson Airline headset because I don't want to get the cables in when I'm doing my jugglies, get them all tangled up. Same thing when you got an M4 assault rifle or an MP7 submachine gun wrapped around you. You don't want cables getting in the way of that stuff. So, look, that's just a few things that will help you. If you're wanting to take down somebody meaty in the terrorist business, and if you're not, then it's just cool words to say at parties. So that's it from me. I'm Vinyl Burns. Check out more at vinylburns.com, and we'll see you very, very soon. Bye bye.
This has been a message from Vinyl Burns. Vinyl Burns is not a liar. Vinyl Burns is a good-looking man. Vinyl Burns does not tell the truth all the time. Nothing guaranteed, maybe.